I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. No fan base was happier to see this football season start than those following the University of Alabama Birmingham. Fans had suffered through two seasons without football following the school administration's decision in 2014 to close down the Blazers football program. The decision was reportedly made because of growing football budget deficits. What came next is an amazing tale of grassroots efforts to reverse that decision and give the program a fresh restart. From student and public showings of support to business leader-driven fundraising, it became clear that Alabama's biggest city wanted their team back. The school administration's fundraising challenge of $17 million to consider bringing back the program resulted in a football-type rout, with more than $44 million eventually raised. That money allowed for the funding of the football budget, the building of a new football operations and practice facility, a new softball stadium, and improvements to other facilities. Head football coach Bill Clark said that coming back with that kind of support was important.
It is a rebirth. I think if we were still sitting over in those old facilities, yeah, we're playing again, it's better, but this really says it's a new team, a new day. And that's the only thing we said from day one. If we're going to do it, let's do this right. And that's exciting to know all the things that's going to go with us as the future.
There are now talks with the city of Birmingham about a possible new stadium to replace the nearly 90-year-old Legion Field. When we come back, a check on how the season is going on This Week in the NCAA.
I'm a college athlete, but you don't know where I was born, if I was raised in the city or suburbs. You don't know the color of my skin, whether I'm big or small, who I love, or if I'm rich, poor, or somewhere in the middle. But the good news is, it doesn't matter. Because as a college athlete, the only thing that does matter is that I have the skill and the drive to succeed in school and sports.
Visit ncaa.org/opportunity to learn more.
UAB football returned to play on September 2nd after more than 1,000 days without a game. More than 45,000 fans were on hand. That's four times the program's previous average. This week's Blazers-Louisiana Tech game is sure to be the centerpiece of a very special homecoming weekend. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.